It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, February 16th, 2015. Today is President's Day. At least that's what you've been led to believe by the media, by business, and by popular culture in general. But all of that is completely unofficial and unauthorized, at least at the federal level. Technically, officially, federally, what we observe on the third Monday in February is the birthday of George Washington, the hero of the American Revolution and the first president of the United States. But in spite of that, the date is widely known as President's Day and is often an occasion to remember all the presidents, not just Washington or Abraham Lincoln, whose birthday is also in February. The term President's Day was informally coined in a deliberate attempt to use the holiday to honor multiple presidents and is virtually always used that way today. A federal holiday honoring George Washington has been around since 1879, when Congress passed an act requiring all government offices in the Capitol to close on February 22nd, the date of the great man's birth. This was expanded in 1885 to include all federal offices in the country. On January 1, 1971, the federal holiday was shifted to the third Monday in February by the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. This date places it between February 15th and 21st, which makes the name Washington's birthday a misnomer, since it never occurs on Washington's actual birthday anymore. The first attempt to create a President's Day occurred in 1951 when a committee was formed to honor the presidency. It was first thought that March 4th, the original inauguration day, would be a good day for the holiday. However, the bill recognizing the March 4th date was stalled in a Senate committee, which felt that because it was so close to the other presidential birthdays, three holidays within 3 weeks would be too much. At the same time, however, the governors of most of the states issued proclamations declaring March 4th to be President's Day in their respective jurisdictions, but there was no further action on the federal level. An early draft of the Uniform Monday Holiday Act would have renamed the holiday President's Day to honor both Washington and Lincoln, and that would explain why the chosen date falls between the two, but this proposal failed in committee and the bill was voted on and signed into law on June 28, 1968, keeping the name as Washington's birthday. By the mid-1980s, with a push from advertisers, the term President's Day began its public appearance, and while it has no official standing, it took hold and has remained. One last tidbit. When little George Washington was born, the date of his birth would have been recorded not as February 22, 1732, but as February 11, 1731. How come, you may well ask? At the time, Great Britain and her colonies, including Virginia, used the old Julian calendar, which had been around for well over a millennium, but was out of whack by several days. Another difference was that when Washington was born, New Year's Day was not January 1st, but March 25th. All that changed in 1752, when calendar adjustments moved New Year's Day to its present date and chopped 11 days out of the month of September. Readjusted for the new calendar, Washington's birthday became February 22, 1732. Honest, I cannot tell a lie. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 16, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.